Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I know today, if you'll stay tuned, God's Word will encourage you, God's Word will give you hope, and God's Word will lift you up. Stay tuned. I know you're going to be blessed, but first, I want to pray for you. Father, I pray for all of my listeners that right now, Lord, you touch their hearts. Those that are not born again, give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. And the only way into you, God the Father, is through your precious Son, Jesus Christ. Make that real to them and let them know that they must be born again. I pray for those that are sick. I ask that you touch them special today and give them strength and courage. I pray for those that have financial needs, those that have children and grandchildren that are wayward and in trouble. Help them today. Lost loved ones, save them, we pray. Dispatch your angels all about us today. God, we need help. We need encouragement. We need strength. We need hope today. Give it today through your word, and we receive it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I want to talk about against all odds. Have you ever seen anybody or have you today? Are you looking at your circumstance in your life and you think, what am I going to do? There's a scripture in the Bible that King Jehoshaphat prayed a prayer. I pray that more than any prayer I pray. He said when he knew those armies were coming down on him, he said, Lord, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. So many times we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon God because he knows what to do. He knows where to put you. He knows where to stand you, and he'll give you strength to endure. But we got to place our eyes all for the enemy, all for the trouble, all for the worry, and put it on God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. May you be encouraged with that today. Today, I want to read out of the book of Ruth. And I love this scripture. I could just stay in the book of Ruth. There's so much good stuff in there, as in all of God's Word. But I particularly love this book of Ruth. Ruth is about a Moabitess woman, a woman that was in the land of Moab. And Moab was a very wicked and evil place. But I want to tell you what happened to this woman. The Bible says in Ruth chapter 2, verse 2, and Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, Naomi being her mother-in-law, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, whose sight I shall find grace. And Naomi said unto her, go, my daughter. And I want to centralize in that part where Ruth said, whose sight I shall find grace. Ruth was going into a field that was a hard field that was if you would see it, it would look impossible situation that her and her mother-in-law was in at this time. But she said, I'm going in that field and I'm going to find grace. God will give you grace to stay in the field that he's put you in. God today will give you grace to go in the field and labor. God has it worked out for you. If you'll just stay in the field that he's put you in, his grace is sufficient and he will bless you. Now, I want to tell you how Ruth got here. The Bible says that there was a family, Naomi and her husband, and she had two sons. And they lived in Bethlehem, and there came a great famine in the land. And they left that land and went into the land of Moab, which was, I said, a very wicked and evil place to try to find bread. Sometimes you're going to lose what you got looking for what you want. And that's what happened to Naomi and her family. They went into this land, and in a period of 10 years, Naomi lost her husband. Then her two sons married two women of Moab. And then she lost both of her sons, all in a period of 2 years. Then she decided to go back to Bethlehem because she heard there was bread in the land. Let me tell you something. Food will not produce the Word of God, but the Word of God will produce food. Hope and joy is not produced by the world, but the Word of God will produce hope and joy. We go seeking hope and joy, but we don't find it. when you leave out the Word of God, because only the Word of God can bring you hope and can bring you joy. You've got to follow the Word of God. And Naomi and her family, they left the land of bread, which Bethlehem means. That's what Bethlehem means. And they went into a heathen country looking for what God had for them if they'd have just stayed in Bethlehem. But even though it all worked out like it did, God still bought her out. And I want to tell you some things that happened. They married these women, and then when her sons were dead, Naomi said, I'm going back to my homeland. Now, at this time, she had lost her husband, she lost her two sons, she lost her property, she was poverty-stricken, she was a woman in the world by herself with nothing and nobody. It was like a hopeless situation. And then she looked at her two daughter-in-laws, and she said, go on back to your people. I don't have nothing to give you. I can't produce any more sons. And even if I could, are you going to wait around till they grow up? Go on back to your family. And we know that Oprah, her other daughter-in-law, went back to Moab. But Ruth, her other daughter-in-law, said, no. She said, entreat me not to leave you. I'm not going back there. I'm not going back into that land. Where you go, I'm going. Your people is going to be my people. Your God's going to be my God. Where you live, I will live. I'm going to live with you, and your God's going to be my God. I'm going with you. And Naomi tried to get her to go back. She said, entreat me not. I'm not going back to Moab. Oh, I hope you'll get that in your spirit. Some of you, let me tell you, you look ahead, and it don't look good. You look back behind you. There's all your people, all your friends. There's that city you come out of. But Ruth knew that Naomi had something that they didn't have in Moab. There's a God of Israel that wasn't there. Let me tell you, she said, I'm not going back there. And don't even keep entreating me to go back because I'm not going back. You see, some of you go back into the world because you have a heart for the world. You still got a hunger for the world. You ain't got the taste of the world out of you. Ruth lost her hunger for Moab. Ruth lost her taste for Moab. She said, I'm not going back to Moab. Don't even entreat me. Don't even go there. Don't even talk to me about it. And when Naomi saw that her daughter-in-law Ruth was not going to turn back, she said, okay, let's go. Let me tell you something. People will see your determination to serve God. The Lord said, if you put your hand to the plow and you look back in the world, you're not even fit for the kingdom of God. And we read in the book of Genesis where when Lot was bought out of Sodom and Gomorrah, God told him, said, don't even look back in the city. But his wife looked back and turned to a pillar of salt. I see a lot of pillars of salt in the church today. Let me tell you, you can't look back. You can't have a hunger for the evil. You can't have a hunger for the world that you come out of. You got to keep your eyes focused on the field that God has ahead of you. And that's what Ruth did. That's what Joseph did. Even though Joseph was put in prison, even though Joseph was suffered what he did, he never looked back into the hurt and the harm that his brothers tried to do. He kept his vision of God, and God led him to the right place. And when they got up there, the first thing Ruth done, she found a field that she could glean in. See, according to the law of Israel, if you were poor, you could go in the fields after the gleaners, whatever they dropped. You could go in and pick it up, and that was your welfare system. You could work for it and take it home, and you could eat it. And that's what Ruth did. She went out in the field, and she picked up what the gleaners left out, what the reapers left, and she picked it up, and then she would take it back to Naomi, her mother-in-law, and that they lived off of that. And while Ruth was working in the field, she did the right thing. She acted right. She worked hard. She kept herself clean. She didn't mess with the other man. She did what was right. I see a lot of people today, they'll talk to you about them having a relationship with one another, and they say, we're just living together, and we're just trying it out to see if we can get married. Let me tell you, you don't try out marriage. You try out a car. If you go to the Ford place and you see a Ford or a Dodge, a Chevrolet, and you think, well, I want to try this car out, and you drive it a little bit and think, well, I don't like it, I'm going to take it back. That might work with the Ford place or the Dodge place or the Chevrolet place, but look, it's not going to work in marriage. You don't try out marriage. You don't try it out. That's called adultery. That's sin. You trying out sin, and I'm going to tell you how that's going to end up before you can get started. It's going to end up in destruction. Do the right thing. If you're going to live with that person, marry him. Listen, girls, don't you climb in bed with nobody unless you got that gold band on your finger. Man, let me tell you, you're not going to respect nobody you living with. You do what's right. If you're living together, you get yourself right. You go find, you marry, and you do right, and you raise your children. You give your children your names. You know, I see these young people walking around giving the signs with their hands and the gang signs and all kind of signs. They can give out a lot of stuff, but they can't give the name to the children. That really upsets me. Let me tell you something. If that's your baby, give him your name. Pay for it. Raise it. And if you're not going to marry him, at least support the child that he'll have a living. Oh, come on. Don't even get me down on that road. But Ruth did what was right. She kept herself right. And she told her mother-in-law, Naomi, said, I'm going in that field and I'm going to find grace. I'm going to find grace. In other words, I might not look good coming in. Everything's against me coming in. We don't have this. We don't have that. We don't have money. We don't have a place to live. We don't have land. We barely got enough to eat, but I'm going to find grace. I'm going to stay in the field. I'm going to do right and I'm going to find grace. God's going to pour his grace out on me. Listen, the just walk by faith and not by sight. A lot of times it might not look good traveling across the country all the years of trucking for Jesus and going into truck stops and living by faith. Sometimes things didn't look good. But God gave us grace in the field and God blessed us. One time a reporter was calling looking for us and he called a truck stop owner and he said, I'm looking for Bunny and Blondie. And he said, I knew them when they were eating a bologna and egg sandwiches. And the owner of the truck stop said, I knew them before that. I knew them before they had the bologna. Let me tell you, sometimes in the field, it might not look good. Sometimes you might not have a big course meal sitting out, but you'll find grace in that field. You just stay in that field, and in due season, you'll reap if you don't faint. I want to say that again. Stay in the field, Ruth said, I'm going in the field. I'm going to find grace. I'm going to reap. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to harvest. And in due season, I'm going to reap grace. She made that confession when she went in the field. And she didn't even know what field she was going in. But God made a way for her. She went into a field of a man named Boaz. He was the owner of the field. And when Boaz came and saw that Ruth was behaving herself right, let me tell you something. People know when you do right. They might talk about you and they might try to put you down because they don't want the light thrown on them, but they know when you do right. And they'll respect you when you do right. And God will give you honor when you do right. And you'll reap in due season if you do right. And Boaz noticed, he asked the men, said, who is she? And they said, that's a girl from Moab, Naomi's daughter-in-law. And she's out here doing right and working hard. And he said this. He said, let handfuls on purpose fall for Ruth. In other words, when she comes up behind you, let something extra fall for her. When you go in the field and you know you're going to find grace, God's going to see that you got a little extra dropped in your pathway. Don't get discouraged and don't get downhearted. God will send you handfuls of purpose when you need it. You just look at your field. I don't care what field you're in right now. Say, I'm going to find grace in this field. And God's going to give me handfuls of purpose. You'll find favor in the sight of God. And God will cause handfuls of purpose to fall for you. And then Boaz didn't stop there. He said, let her eat with you and don't withhold no good thing from her and don't you dare touch her. Don't see that you, none of the men touch her. You see that you don't harm her. God gave her handfuls on purpose. God gave her food to eat and God gave her protection. God will give you the same thing. He'll give you handfuls on purpose. He'll give you protection. And he'll give you food to eat and provisions that you need when you know you're going to find grace in the field that God's put you in. She wasn't afraid to work. She got out there and worked, and God blessed her. She done what was right. God is coming back for a bride, not with spot and blemish, but a bride that's right and done right and holy and kept herself clean and kept herself pure. And the Bible says that this man named Boaz, he took notice to her. And she went back and her mother-in-law said, whose field are you working in? And she said, a man named Boaz. And he, come to find out, was a kinsman redeemer. And according to the law of Israel, the next in line could marry the woman and raise up a family in the man's stead and then restore back to her the land that had been taken for her. And when it was all settled and all done and all legalities had been done, Boaz married Ruth, and God raised her up, and she did find grace in the field she was in. And the Bible says that they had a son. Let me tell you something. God had a son named Obed, and he was the father of Jesse, and out of that came King David, the lineage of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. She found grace in the field. She went in the field, and she done right. And the field that she was working in, she ended up owning it. Today, all odds might seem to be against you, child of God, but you stay in your field and you work, and you don't faint, and you don't give up. You don't get weary in well-doing. You don't quit. You stay in the field, and you just keep a-walking, and God will let handfuls of purpose fall for you. God will give you what you need to go on. Many a times in the truck stops, our groceries would be getting low, and during the nighttime, we'd hear a thump hit the back door of our steps, and when we would wake up in the morning, there'd be a case of food. Sub-truck driver had left it on the doorstep. God had dropped some handfuls on purpose. There'd be times that we'd need clothes, and God would send in what we need. One time my husband needed some pants, and we didn't have money to buy him a new pair of pants, and we just asked God for what we needed, and the next morning when he walked out to go to the shower at the truck stop, laying at the foot of our steps on a clothes hanger was a brand new pair of pants, just his size. I'm telling you that God will drop handfuls on purpose for you. Stay in the field. You'll find grace. Ruth said, I'm going to find grace in the field. God's going to bless me in the field, and God did bless her, and God will bless you, and God will bless me if we stay in the field and we labor and do what's right and keep our eyes on the business of God. See, you get in trouble when you get your mind on other business. The devil will get you all tied up in something that'll take you away from the things of God. And it gets you in trouble. And then you'll be in lack, you'll be in want, and you'll be in need. But if you stay in the field and do what's right, God will see to it. God will see to it that you have handfuls on purpose. And the Bible says in the book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse 12, Boaz says, the Lord will recompense or repay you thy work, and a full reward be given to thee of the Lord, of God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Boaz told her that God's going to give you a full reward. God's going to he's going to repay you in full. And I come by to tell you, some of you are getting weary. Some of you are getting tired. Some of you are getting downhearted. But I come by to tell you today, you stay in the field. God's going to send you grace. And he's going to give you a full reward for your labor. Man might not see it. Organizations might not see it. But God knows every footstep you've taken. God knows every sermon you preached. God knows every prayer you prayed. God knows every tear you shed. And God will reward you a full reward. It says in the Bible that he bottles up every tear that we have shed. God knows every heartache that you've ever had. But you hold on, child. You'll get a full reward if you don't get weary and you don't get downhearted. But keep on working. Oh, one day that trumpet's going to sound, and oh, the glories of heaven, and all in heaven will be worth it all. Heaven is going to be worth it all, and our labor here will seem as nothing when we see the glories of God. God has everything. Despite what man may say and preachers might say, God's got it under control. The evil that's going on in this world is not God's fault. It's the choices that man has made. God has given them a way of salvation. His name is Jesus, but they reject Him. Our country don't even want you to say the name of Jesus. They don't even want you in the army to pray in the name of Jesus. What other name are you going to pray in? There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus Christ. They want to take away our salvation. They want to take away our hope. But oh, when you know that you know that you know that you know, there's no other God like the God Jehovah. There's no other Savior other than the name of Jesus. Oh, there's nothing like working in the fields of God. I don't care how much money you got in your bank account. I don't care what kind of car you're driving or what kind of clothes you got. That will not bring you peace. The only peace and joy you get is when you're doing the will of God, when you're working in His field, and in His field comes the full reward. In His field comes joy. In His field comes handfuls of purpose. God will see you through if you hold on. I love what my old pastor used to say. He's gone home to be with the Lord, but I remember him saying it many, many times. He said, God will pull you through if you can stand the pull. I want to say that again. God will pull you through if you can stand the pull. Sometimes it might look like, yo, what's going to happen? How am I going to get out of this thing? Oh, what am I going to do? Where's my joy? But God knows to fill you in. He knows who you're trusting in. The Bible says in Nahum, I think it's chapter 1, verse 7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. The Lord's good, He's a stronghold, and He knows the one that trusts in Him. I'm living by faith, and I feel no alarm. Living by faith, come on. Living by faith, trusting in God, trusting in Him alone, living by faith. Not by sight, not by feelings, but by faith. See, faith is taking God at His word. That's what faith is. If God said it, He'll do it. Ruth said, I'm going in the field and I'm going to find grace in that field. And she did. She believed God. She believed the God of Naomi, whose wings she had come to trust under. I believe when I'm going in that field, it looks bad for me and you, Naomi, but God will give me grace. The Bible says that when Ruth had her baby, she took it and put it in the lap of her mother-in-law, Naomi. And the women of that city came to Naomi, and this is what they said about Ruth. They said, she's better than seven sons. See, God can take a hopeless situation and one woman with nothing, nowhere to go, just a hard working job. But knowing that when you go in there and you go find grace, God can take you and bring you to bless a whole nation as He did Ruth. Considered to be a heathen woman, but she came to trust in God. Don't let your size fool you. You may be small, but when you give it your all, and God will bless it, and it'll be big enough to do the job. I want to say that again. You may be small, but you give it your all, and when you do, God will take it, and it'll be big enough to do the job. God will get it done. David was small when he came out of the sheep's pasture, but honey, he was big enough to get the job done because he trusted in God Almighty, and God gave him what he needed for the field that he faced when he faced Goliath, and God brought him out victorious, and not just did he bring him out victorious, he caused a revival in the land of Israel because the other soldiers got a backbone. God will give this nation a backbone if I could just find one that'll stand up and say, boy, I'm standing with you. And we're going in the field, we're going to find grace. And we're going to stay in that field until the work's done. I want to see somebody with some sticking power. I see people that start jobs, musicians that start in church and they play three or four songs and you don't see them for another 6 or 7 weeks. I see teachers that can teach, but they might show up one or two times, and then somebody else has got to take a job. You can't count them. I want to see somebody that's going to show up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and all day Sunday. I want to see somebody said, I'm going in the field. I'm going to find grace ain't coming out till I get my full reward. Oh, church, if we only knew if we only knew, if I could only tell you of the 50 years total ministry that I've been in, of the miracles that I've seen, of the hand of God. I just got off the phone a while ago talking to a friend of mine and a big project I'm getting ready to do. Y'all pray for me that God will give me a word on it. I'm getting ready to step out even in deeper waters than I am now, launch out in the deep. And I know, she said, she's talking about the finances. I said, I done come too far down the road to know that whatever God ordains, He's going to sustain. God, what He ordains, He's going to sustain. I've come too far down the road for anybody to tell me any different. I know if God calls me, I don't have to worry about the finances. God will send in what I need when I need it. That's the reason I know on these broadcasts, God will send in what I need when I need it. I don't have to beg. I don't have to plead. God will send it in. If God lays it on the heart, God, they'll send it. God will make a way to drop handfuls of purpose that I can keep on preaching the word He always has and He always will. God is faithful. I want to read that again. I love this verse. I love it. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field. She wanted to go. Some of us don't want to do nothing. People got to beg us. She said, let me go and glean ears of corn after him whose sight I shall find grace. Whose sight I shall find grace. I like that. Ruth said, let me go. Let me go. I want to go. I want to go work. I want to stay in the field. And I'm going to find grace while I'm in that field. Get up and get in your field this morning. God's got, every one of you has got a field that God wants to put you in. One time I had a vision. I was standing in a wheat field and a breeze blew down that across that wheat field. And if you ever seen a breeze blow across a wheat field, it kind of looks like an ocean. It was beautiful. Now it's in the middle of it and it was absolutely beautiful. And all of a sudden that breeze stopped and every strand of wheat turned to solid gold and it was ugly. It was ugly field and I was unhappy and I didn't like it. And I asked the Lord in this vision, I said, Lord, what happened to my field? It's ugly. Even though it was gold, it was ugly. He said, Blonnie, what made the field beautiful was the breeze that blew across it. And he said, Blonnie, I am that breeze. He said, no matter what field I put you in will be beautiful if you'll let me move across it. And I'm talking to some of you right now. You're looking at the field and the breeze is not blowing across it. I don't care where you're at. It can be beautiful if you let Jesus move across it. Right now where you're at, say, Jesus, move across my field because I'm going to find grace in it. I'm trusting in your wings and I'm waiting on the full reward. If you could just pray that prayer, it would change your life for time and eternity. This is not me speaking. I'm not an excellent preacher. Y'all, I will never claim to be that. I know that, but I know that my God is God. And I know that He wants to bless you. And if you can ask Him to move across your field, handfuls of purpose will come. He'll give you strength to stay in the field. And a full reward is coming your way. And your field will be beautiful if you'll just only stay and be faithful to the very end. God is faithful. The Bible says they that are coming back with Him are the called, the chosen, and the faithful. We're called, but we must be faithful. We've been chosen, but we must be faithful. Do that today. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. Tune in to my website, truckingforjesus.org. Pray for me, and if you have a prayer request, write me, and I promise I'll pray for you, but you pray for me. And I'm glad to be in this field today, and I'm finding grace even now in this field that I'm in today, in Jesus' name. You do the same. God bless you. Thank you for listening.